Okay. Welcome to the importance of supervision in the coaching path.
Hello, this is Amelia.
Sorry, I couldn't hear your name.
Hi, this is Dahlia.
Ah, hi, Dahlia.
Hi.
Okay, so I remember that we can use star 6 to mute your phone and star 6 to unmute it. And probably it's important we do it, we mute our phones when we are not speaking, so that the line is more clear for everyone. So first of all, welcome to our call, to our telecall today. And I'm happy to share with you just some ideas, some experiences about something that really helped me in my growing path as a coach, and it is still helping me a lot. So when we spoke with Terry about what would be useful to share with colleagues who are already coaches or who are completing their training as coaches, I proposed there to speak about supervision, because I believe that supervision is something that really can help us to discover something completely new about our coaching, about our effectiveness as coaches, and also about ourselves as human beings. So I remember that for a long time, when I completed my training as a coach, having the wonderful experience to have Teddy as my coach trainer, I discovered after a few years that my coaching was not so effective. It was something completely strange to me. I couldn't understand why, when I worked with my clients, I usually cannot understand truly who my clients were. Hello, welcome. And I was saying that it was really interesting to me to discover, after a few years of practice as a coach, that my coaching was less effective than when I was coaching training. And I was wondering why. I couldn't understand that. So I started to follow, to have some coaching for myself, because I thought probably it's a moment of crisis in my coaching activity. I cannot, I have not the motivation to coach or something like that. So I started that coaching program. But what happened during the coaching program? I understood that I was that I couldn't discover anything new for myself as a coach. So I decided to try something different, and I started again with another training. Again, interesting, but it was about competencies, and I had no new discoveries. So I'm sharing with you my experience simply because I want to let you know what was supervision for me and why I'm sharing the experience with you today, speaking about the effect of supervision. So everyone in the Suncoach training program experienced mentoring and some kind of supervision, as we usually do conversation with our coach trainer, and we practice coaching with the coach trainer who offers us information. Sometimes some coach trainers also ask to listen to our coaching sessions so that they can offer some feedback about the use of competencies. And I believe that this part of the training program is probably one of the most effective and important for us as coaches. So I would love, before sharing with you what I mean when I speak about supervision and how it can be useful in our growing path as coaches, in our path towards mastery in coaching, I would love to ask you, when was the last time a coach listened to a coaching session that you do with your client and offered you feedback, a true session? When was the last time? I remember you that if you want to speak, you need to use star and six. Hello?
Well, I'll start. This is Terry.
Yes, please, Terry.
I do not have a formal supervision contract with the person that I asked for feedback the last time.
Yeah.
I was having some challenges, and I looked inside, and I couldn't find what was going on inside of me that was producing those challenges.
Yeah.
So I sought the assistance of a master certified coach, and she asked me questions that I had not thought of myself, and it was extremely useful. And when I met with the person I was having challenges with the next time, I felt like I had more to offer.
Yeah.
And being honest, it didn't go as smoothly as I would like.
Yeah.
I was able to maintain my awareness of what was different for about half of the meeting. And then I was very aware that I lost it again.
Thank you, Teddy. Thank you for sharing your experience. I'm curious if someone else, for example, gave to another coach a recording, for example, of a coaching session you did, just to ask, what do you think about it? What I'm doing well? What you are noticing? Have any one of you did this kind of practice or activity? No answer. All right.
Well, this is Kate Peabody. I guess I'm wondering, are you talking about, you know, coaching clients?
Yeah.
Asking for feedback? Okay.
I'm asking if you did, for example, you recorded a coaching session with a client and you asked another coach to listen to it.
Oh,
and give you feedback.
Yeah, no, I have not done that. Nope.
Okay.
Not yet. I'm in the process of setting that up, though. I got three clients.
Yes.
I'm going to do some homework on, so.
So you can speak with your coach trainer about your clients. Okay.
All right. Sorry.
No, it's fantastic, and thank you so much. And you were saying that you asked for feedback also to your clients, and it's a very important thing.
Yeah, I will do that once I do my little my coaching exploratory with them and see. So.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. No, it's interesting.
It?
Yes, please.
I'm Paola.
Yes, please, Paola.
And I did one time some months ago just with you, and even if we didn't speak about it, you sent me some written feedback, and it was very useful. And I was waiting to hear and to speak with you, but it was very, very useful. Even the positive things that you wrote, and also the improving aspect.
Thank you, Paola. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. All right. I asked you whether you asked another coach to listen to a true coaching session you offered to your clients, because this is the basic principle of supervision. Supervision, it's about having the possibility that another experienced coach hear our actual coaching and give us some comments on actual client sessions. It's not about speaking about coaching, if not observing true coaching. Why is it so important from my perspective? Because when we work as coaches, we develop some habits. For example, we can become in love for some kind of questions, and we continue to use them because we believe they are powerful. Or we follow a structure during the coaching session, thinking it is effective. Or we use some coaching tools continuously as they were the good ones, the right ones for every client. Supervision is about developing our coaching approach and our partnership with the client. It allows us to become aware of our habits as coaches. And when we have habits as coaches, it means we are not listening to the client. But usually we are not so aware of our habits. Or supervision is about discovering new possibilities that we cannot learn if we have not a conversation with someone who is more expert than we are. And when I was sharing with you my experience, I told you, okay, mentoring, fantastic, during my coach training, and then coaching, okay, interesting, coaching about my coaching. But when I found my supervisor, she created a full checking program for myself about how I was as a coach, what I usually did. She asked to me to listen to true sessions with clients, and She asked to me not only one session, but she said, please, I want at least 3 sessions with the same client, as I want to observe with you how do you change your coaching approach during an entire coaching program. She asked to me 2 more sessions from different clients to discover how I adapt my coaching style with my clients. And she also asked me to coach one of her clients in the moment while she was listening to my coaching session. And every time with those different experiences, I discovered a lot about myself as a coach. And for that, I decided that I needed supervision, and I'm continuing to have it in my practice. And it's so interesting that every time I have a conversation with my supervisor, I discover that I can do other steps to mastery in coaching. It's so strange for me at the moment, for example, listen to coaches who have different clients who are in different moments of the coaching path and that offer different topics, and I hear the same coaching. So the same process. I don't know whether you can think about your starting coaching sessions. Probably you can recognize that there was a perfect structure to follow. Obviously, I'm speaking about the coaching conversation. I'm not speaking about the process we follow in the summit methodology, what is perfect, because the process allow our clients to become aware of the way they thinking, they learn, they reach results. I'm speaking about the specific moment when a client wants to speak about something in the coaching session and she wants to reach a specific result, and we can use the same structure or adapt it, learning from our client. So, are you aware of what are your most effective questions, the most effective questions you use? Is anyone who can share, who wanted to share the most powerful questions they discovered?
Giuseppe, it's Charlotte.
Please, Charlotte.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm very fond of what is your purpose in life as it relates to this goal. And the Peter Senge questions of what do you want, what do you have now, and what lies in between for you to do.
Fantastic. Thank you, Charlotte.
Also, Giuseppe, as long as I'm speaking, I would like to know if there are criteria that you're specific or that you're asking to be judged on, or is it the competencies themselves? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Kumar.
Please.
I always get inspired by asking a particular question, validating their being. Who are you when you want to make this to happen for yourself? What that is the one which I moved with.
Okay, when you want to achieve. Thank you so much for this question. Other questions?
This is Anna. Heading on what Charlotte and Kumar were saying, I like this one with the who are you when something happened. How do you feel when something happened? Or when you did this or that?
Okay. How do you feel also when something happened? Thank you, Anna. Other questions?
This is Terry.
Hello, this is Edgar.
The question...
Oh.
I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
No, please, Terry, go ahead.
Okay, this is Terry.
Please, Terry.
No, I forgot the question. give me a sec.
Yeah.
Had to do with integration. What might happen if you integrated your awareness into an authentic expression of yourself? That's what it was.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, this is Edgar. I love to use, who do you need to be to reach that?
Okay, thank you. Any other? You love the best question. I'm sharing with you this I asked about. Yes, please.
It's Charlotte again. I, from NLP, I enjoy asking the ecological question of if you attain what it is you want, how will that affect the rest of your life? And in other words, will that be a safe move for you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. So we have some more questions we can use in our coaching. But I asked you to share with us your questions because in my experience, being supervised, the first thing my supervisor asked to me was, please forget the questions you like. Because if you use your good questions or powerful questions, you are forgetting the client. And it was something that completely changed my coaching. So I became aware that sometimes in the coaching I offered to my clients, I was following something that was not of the client, but from myself. And so the challenge or the proposal I'm sharing with you is, if you like and you use some specific questions, please forget them for a while so that you can create new ones. Does it make sense for you? Any comment about this idea, forgetting questions? Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, thank you. Any other comment.
As just now, Madam Terry said that I forgot the question. That is just a reflection of she is in the flow. She is in the discussion.
Yeah.
So that is a very right experience I would like to share in this forum. As Madam said that I forgot my question. What a wonderful moment to live with in a coaching session. That you are not programmed anything. You are living in the flow. And then as the client gives the feedback, you are dancing with the client and appropriate moment, then your powerful question arises within. And that you ask that question, that is the most powerful question.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
So, what I wanted to share with you is that supervision, like coaching, is an invitation to go outside of our comfort zone and to create something new. And for us as coaches, I believe it's really important to continue to be creative, to adapt our coaching to our clients. Another aspect is about starting to evaluate ourselves as coaches during our coaching session. What do you do to evaluate the effectiveness of a coaching session when you complete a session with a client? Have you any program, any process to ask yourself something after one coaching session, to learn from the experience? Do you have a process to learn from each session? If yes, I would be happy to hear it.
Hello, Giuseppe. What I am doing is I love to play like a mini results game, if I can say that.
Yeah.
What I mean is I said from some results I'd like to have from this session, and after the session I evaluate if I reached it or not, and after that I love to write down my guidelines for coaching.
Yeah. Fantastic, fantastic, and thank you for sharing, because in the SAM methodology, guidelines for coaching are something incredibly effective, and please continue to do them. And any other experiences about learning from each session?
Giuseppe?
Yes, please.
This is Tina. One of the things that I started doing about 6 or 7 months ago was is to rate how present I was during my session with my client, and just kind of observe. And so when I'm finished with a session, I kind of go back and I just look at those times when I came out of presence and what was going on. And sometimes I'll have a piece of paper that I just have in half. And if I find a moment when I come out of presence, I just put a plus mark there or a minus mark. So that I can go back and say, okay, what was happening at that moment in time that took me out, or that brought me out of that place of really being present with the client?
Fantastic, fantastic. You Kina developed a system for yourself to check your presence.
Yes.
Going through the entire session. Very effective. Thank you. Other processes?
Well, this is Terry, building on Tina's actually. At the end of a client meeting, I do check in with my energy level to see whether I have gained energy or lost energy. Mm. And that tells me something. But I also, unofficially, not written down, I think about what did I learn about me.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you.
Giuseppe?
Sì.
In my side, for some time, I started to check my speaking with the clients using also the ICF, PCC, MCC, ACC specific details, so I can understand better where I was during the session and what I could have done to be better, let's say, or to try to be better during the session. This is one side. The other side is to observe the client, to see the client as a mirror for me.
Mm-hmm.
So what is his challenge, what is his difficulties, to check on myself if or where they are in me.
Oh, thank you so much, Paola. So you have two different levels. The first one is about observing and checking the use you did of competencies, and
mm-hmm.
the other one is about yourself as a human being, saying,
yes.
Okay, if the client is a mirror of myself,
mm-hmm.
what I can learn from the client for me.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, we heard different experiences. Do you have more? Okay. So, I asked about your system to check the experience with the client, because it is another aspect that we consider in supervision. Supervision is about learning how to observe ourselves as coaches and as a human being. So we need to participate in the evaluation of our coaching so that we can have important conversation with our supervisor, who can offer us new perspectives, different from the one we usually observe. And normally, when a coach develop a system to observe his own coaching, the system needs to contain both competencies and personal challenges. And I heard checking fantastic things like checking my energy, checking my speaking from the client, with the client, what I have learned from the client about myself, and so on. It's fantastic. And I would consider with you, what I'm doing right now is sharing some steps we use in supervision. What I can share with you is that normally in supervision, what we do is to try to put ourselves outside the coaching session, to observe ourselves from a different perspective. To do it, we cannot rely on our experience, on what we remember of our experience. We need to have, for example, a tape. So, a good habit is to record twice a month or with the rhythm that is useful for you, one specific session we do, and to listen to it, checking the use we did of competencies and checking our way to respond to our client. When I say our way to respond to our client, I mean what I did during the session was something in response to what my client offered during the session, or was something that was following my internal process as a coach, the idea I have of coaching. Mm-hmm. Again, my question, it's always the same, so I need to change it, probably I need supervision. Is that it makes sense for you? Mm-hmm. Any comment?
If this makes sense, of course, Giuseppe. Completely. And I will begin to do it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, really,
when we attend these supervised coaching sessions, the master coach gives you a feedback which clearly tells where we could have done much better, what all the few things we could have demonstrated much better, and the supervisor's feedback really can make a shift in perspective. And it gives a lot of opportunity to relook into myself and how I can improve in my next session. I think those are all the great mirrors I value in my life.
Okay, thank you. Any other comment? Okay. Fine. So, just to recap where we are, we started speaking about the importance of supervision in our growing path as coaches, and we started to consider that when we act as a coach and when we are in the relationship with the client, in the space of the coaching session, we cannot observe ourselves. So, it's important to find a system to observe ourselves when we offer coaching sessions. And we can do it starting with recording the session so that we, without a supervisor, can observe the coaching session from outside, becoming aware of what we do and what our habits we have and what is the process we follow, if it is in response of the client, of it is in response of ourselves. And we can also observe with, as Paola said before, with markers ICF developed the use of competencies. After that, we can ask someone else to observe our coaching. And it is important because we can observe our coaching at the level we are. So, if I don't know that it is possible to do something different, I cannot recognize it. And a supervisor can open to me new possibilities. And also, the supervisor can offer some information about blind spots, what I cannot observe of myself. And we also speak about the fact that we can be different coaches with different clients. So it is important to become aware about how our coaching changes with the same client during the coaching process, if it changes, or if we do coaching remembering who was the client when he started. So we do the same coaching, and it's important to change it following the client. And so has our coaching changed with the same client, and also how our coaching change with different clients who have different communication styles, different values, and so on. Who are the clients who make our coaching difficult to do? Okay, and probably we can learn a lot for ourselves from that kind of clients. And we spoke about these things, and we also found some specific tips, some specific things to use to improve our coaching. The first one was listen to your questions, the one you love, and forget them for a while, so that you can create new questions. The second one is look at the process, the conversational process you follow, and the activities you offer to the client, and change them for a while. The third one is start to record some coaching session and listen to them as if you were an observer, so that you can discover something about your coaching process. And when you discover patterns, something that you repeat or something you consider ineffective, challenge yourself to change it with the next client. The fourth one is, it's not important at the moment if you are doing your training, for example, that you contract a supervisor. Simply ask a colleague to listen to your actual coaching and sharing with you what he can observe, so that you have new possibilities of learning. And we are at the moment in our conversation at this point. I haven't forgotten the question that Charlotte asked about criteria, what we can ask our supervisor to be judged, observed. And the question Charlotte asked is a very important one. When we start usually a supervision process, we define with our supervisor an agreement exactly as we do in a coaching process. And in our agreement, in the supervision agreement between supervisor and supervisee, What we do is asking the supervisee, the coach, to evaluate herself, himself, and to consider what would be the most important development the coach can reach through a supervision program. So what are competencies the coach wants to develop? What the coach wants the supervisor observe? How the coach wants to receive observation from the supervisor? So establishing the agreement, it's a very important part. From the other side, we can consider that the supervisor should be more expert in coaching than the supervisee. So also the supervisor can propose to the coach some areas of observation that the supervisor consider that will be useful for the coach to be observed and to be considered to receive feedback. Okay, so this is the general idea I wanted to share with you during our call. And now that we are moving toward the end of our call, I would love to have a conversation with you and answering your questions, if you have some, listening to your observations, and clarifying everything is useful for you. So please remember that if you want to assist, you can use star and text to activate your phone, and I will be more than happy to hear your voice.
There is a lot of static on the line now. Please mute star 6.
Sorry, I cannot hear you very well. There is a sound. Hey.
Thank you.
Giuseppe,
yes.
I would like to ask you, since I found that supervision is a very powerful tool that can take us to the next level.
Yeah.
Do you use or do you know if there is any possibility to use it in the same time while I am coaching the client? What I mean, like an external observer at the same time challenging Mr. Manello?
Okay, very interesting. Very interesting question. Normally, during a supervision program, the supervisor offers the possibility to the coach to coach a client of the supervisor so that the supervisor can be on the call or can observe the coaching session and immediately after the coaching session can offer feedback. There is also a supervision technique that considers that when the coach is coaching his client and the supervisor is present, there is an agreement that the supervisor can stop the process and offer some possible other ways of coaching. I hope I answered your question.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Other question, observation?
Roberta, this is Dahlia. Do you hear me?
Yes, please, Dahlia.
First of all, thank you for very, very loud and what we want from ourselves as coaches and especially from our supervisors. The criteria we gave are also, my eyes, are also criteria to choose the supervisor. If you want as a coach to develop some true supervisor that can give you all those things that you talk.
Sorry, Dahlia, I only could hear part of what you said.
Can the caller please go on mute? Thank you. And Giuseppe, could you repeat the question if you heard it, please? There was too much static.
Sorry, I cannot hear because there is a noise. Sorry, I cannot hear because of the noise we have. So I ask you please to mute your phones. All right, thank you so much. And Teddy, you asked something. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear Dahlia's question. I'm so sorry. Teddy, you had a question. Are there any other questions before we complete our call? Is anyone there? Hello?
Okay. Feels like we are complete.
We are complete. I'm so sorry because I couldn't hear the question Dahlia asked. Please, Dahlia, if you want to write to me, I would be more than happy to answer. And so...
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you found some ideas to continue your growing path.
Thank you,
thank you so much, Giuseppe, for sharing your wisdom and being present with us on a very important topic. We appreciate
you. Thank you,
thank you, Giuseppe.
Here.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam.
Our next wisdom focus will be October 6th. Stefano Loria will be presenting The Nature of Thought and the Trap of Self-Deception. Hope to hear you at that time. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Giuseppe. Very useful and powerful tool. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.